AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Not again. That's what a lot of New Englanders are saying as another winter storm, the fourth in less than a month, barrels up the East Coast. Unlike some of the earlier storms that dumped up to 6 feet of snow, Travis Hingen, a spokesman for the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency, says this one is packing high winds.
It's going to cause some really difficult visibility with some blowing snow, with some drifts. And so that, and then also at the tail end of the storm, the weather is going to get really cold.
A blizzard warning is in effect for coastal areas from Connecticut to Maine through Monday morning, promising 8 to 14 inches of snow in southern New England, up to 2 feet in Maine. Drew Bolduc, who lives in Augusta, Maine, says folks there are using humor to cope with the snowfall.
We're getting tired of it, but here's the standard joke, because no one knows how much snow we're going to get tonight. So I tell them we're going to get 24 to 28. Oh, wait, that was the Super Bowl score.
No flights are scheduled Sunday morning out of Logan International Airport in Boston, and the Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority has canceled all rail, bus, and ferry service in the Boston area on Sunday. Denmark's on edge after two shootings left one person dead and two police officers wounded. Police say a man shot outside a synagogue in Copenhagen Saturday died in the second of two shootings that rocked the Danish capital. AP correspondent Jan Olsen reports Lars Vilks, a Swedish artist who has faced numerous death threats in the past for caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad, believes he was the target of the first shooting.
He told the AP on the phone that he could very likely have been the target of that attack, but we still do not know the motive for the person who opened fire.
A manhunt is underway for two shooters. This is AP Radio News. Federal researchers say energy drilling is increasing the chance of bigger and more dangerous earthquakes in places like Oklahoma and Kansas.
Geophysicists say once stable regions are now just as likely to see damaging earthquakes as the highest risk places east of the Rockies, which had major quakes in the past two centuries. Still, researchers say such a quake in Oklahoma has about a 1 in 2,500 years chance of happening. Federal records show that since January 1st, Oklahoma's had nearly 200 quakes that people have felt. They're mostly in areas with energy drilling, often hydraulic fracturing, a process known as fracking. I'm Martin DeCaro.
25-year-old Gemma Kirby has marked a milestone of sorts in her daredevilish career. For the 500th time, the petite Minnesota woman turned herself into a human cannonball to the thrill of about 5,000 spectators Saturday night in Philadelphia. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.